Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
All right, all right, all right. Hello, everyone. Hello to our panel. Elder Bluett, I believe, is on. Evangelist Bluett, I believe, is on. Evangelist Doug Stanton. I'm not sure about Minister Tolbert, if he's on. Are you there, Minister Tolbert? Okay, he's probably not on yet. And to everyone that tuned in and listening tonight, I pray that you have a blessed night tonight. And we just want to give God all the glory and all the honor for what he has done for every one of us. And I just want to give him all the glory and just say thank you, Jesus, one more time for what he's done, what he's going to do, and all of our lives. My name is Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV. I'm your host on behalf of Praise Tabernacle Church, where our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary. We just want to say God bless you, and we love them. And we pray that they have tuned in also to listen tonight. And we just want to say to everyone that has tuned in or that's listening tonight, welcome, welcome, welcome. I will be your teacher tonight. And it's not going to be, well, I can't say it's not going to be real long, because you never know how long-winded I might get or one of our panel members might get. But I want to talk about a couple of things. But first, I'm going to pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. We pray that you will have your way in tonight's Bible study, Lord God, that someone will get a word from you, no matter what it is that they're going through or that they're dealing with in their own personal lives, but they will be encouraged by a spoken word that they hear from the teacher or from one of the panel members tonight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for a brand new day, the closing of a brand new day going into a night. And we just pray that you watch over each and every person that is listening tonight, each and every panel member and their families as they're listening tonight, and that we'll be blessed, and that we can wait to see another day tomorrow. We just give you glory. We give you honor for all that you do in our lives. We thank you for life, health, and strength, and we love you, Jesus, and we just pray that you continue to be in each and every one of our homes, Lord, as we welcome you in to be the Lord of our lives, the Lord of our homes, and that you be glorified in everything that we do. Amen. All right. Panel members, are you ready? All right.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. So I would like to talk about what is your thorn in your side? You know, it seems like a lot of people are going through things in our lives right now, myself included. Things that we're dealing with, whether it be a spiritual nature or a natural nature. And it seems like a lot of people are just dealing with things that could that we may deem unnecessary. But in the eyes of God, they are truly necessary. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a way to keep us next to him. It's a way to keep us humble. It's a way to not get so exalted in who we are, who we think we are, who we're called to be, to think we're all of that in a bag of chips, so to speak. So there's things that, you know, it seems like every time I talk to somebody, somebody's dealing with something, somebody's going through something, you know, and you know, people are requesting prayer, you know, myself included. I'm no exception to the rule. And so we just want to talk about what is your thorn in your side tonight, you know, and how can we continue to function and do the things that God has called us to do with something always buffing at us, something always going at us mentally, physically, you know. Can we continue to press on? Can we continue to do with the things that God has called us, that Jesus has called us to do? Can we do that? So I'm just going to answer the question right now. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Because with Jesus, everything and all things are possible. When you have the Lord in your life, when you have the Lord on your side. So, you know, so regardless of your thorn that you could be dealing with tonight or at any time in your walk with Christ, just keep pressing, keep pushing, keep moving, you know. And it may get tough because our flesh has a lot of power. And if we don't keep our flesh under control, it can eventually take us and move us further and further away from Christ because of this thorn in our side. Because of this stronghold. Don't let your thorn become a stronghold in your walk with the Lord and cause you to walk away from God because you don't believe him no more, because you don't trust him no more, because of the things that you're going through in your life, because of what you've suffered. All these things happen for a reason. And sometimes we may know sooner than later why we go through certain things that we go through in our walk with the Lord, you know. But there's a reason, you know, to the believer, why believers go through certain things. I believe that there's a reason why we go through certain things versus what the people in the world go through, you know, because the ones that don't have a relationship with the Lord, the ones that don't know him, you know, the ones that are not seeking his face, the ones that are not giving him glory and honoring him on a daily and weekly and monthly and yearly basis. So I just want to encourage everyone, regardless of what you're going through, keep pressing. Keep moving. I don't care what your title is. You can just be brother and sister. You can be bishop. You can be elder. You can be evangelist. You can be a part of the fivefold ministry. You can be prophet, prophetess, minister, it doesn't matter who you are or what your name is. We all want to find ourselves going through something. Everything is not going to work out all the time the way that we think it should. But just know, if I just hold on to Jesus, it's going to work out. Because the way the Lord sees things is different from the way we see things. So we just have to stay in tune with Jesus and continue to acknowledge him on a daily basis. So let's go into the word. And let's see. Let's go into 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. I'm going to give you a minute to get there. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, starting at verse 7. I wanted to cover a little more scriptures, but, you know, the Lord's put in my spirit to stick with verse 7. We're going to deal with 7 through 10 to start off with. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. And I'm going to ask the panel, just jump in, you know, get my attention if you feel like, if I'm going on a little long-winded and I haven't given you the opportunity to jump in, if the Lord put something on your heart to say. Just, Dr. Taylor, I like to say something. Just jump right on in. I don't care. I don't mind. So that would not be a problem. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me get back to it. All right. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 7th, starting at the 7th verse. And it's talking about a thorn. And what Paul is written here, he's talking about, you know, exalting himself, you know, above Jesus, you know, exalting himself so that he won't think there's a thorn in him to buff at him, so he won't get the big head, so to speak. And so at verse 7 it says, and least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. All right? This is Paul saying it was given a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan, okay, demonic presence in his life to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. In other words, so he don't get the big head. So he don't glorify himself. Okay? In verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. So obviously this was a demonic force that continued to mess with Paul, to continue to try to get him off track, to try to get him off what the Lord has called Paul to do. You know, maybe try to get him to go back to his old ways when he was persecuting the people of God at a level that's unprecedented. But he's saying here that, you know, in verse 8 again, but this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. So he asked the Lord, you know, to please remove this from me, Lord. In verse 9, and he said unto me, this is what the Lord is saying to Paul, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. The Lord is telling me, when you're weak, that's when I'm the most strongest in your life. My strength is made perfect through our weakness. The Lord's strength is made perfect when we're going through stuff, when we're suffering things, when we're dealing with things. We just got to trust the Lord at all times, regardless of what that thorn can be. Then we're going to go over, you know, what I believe the reasons for the thorns. But Paul is right here. He's writing right here why this Satan, messenger of Satan, was to come and buffet him, to keep him humble. Amen? So let's read verse 9 again. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ rest upon me. Amen. That I may gladly, this is Paul said, that I may gladly, therefore, will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Because when you got Jesus up on you, when you got Jesus in you, around you, about you, we can get through it. Whatever that thorn is in our flesh, and regardless for how long that thorn is in our flesh, Amen. Verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. Now who really says that? Who really says they take pleasure in infirmities, sicknesses, things that they're dealing with? You know, he said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So he just put it all out there. Regardless of what comes against me in my life, regardless of what I have to deal with in my life, when I am weak in my body or in my spirit, man, then I am strong. Because he says, I take pleasure. Because see, when the children of God goes through certain things and deals with certain things in life, it's, the reasons are different than why the world goes through, could be those same similarities, I believe. There's a difference why we deal with things and versus why the world deals with things. You know, I believe it's to keep you, I believe the pros of going through things in the Lord, okay, is to keep us a humble, yielding vessel so that we can understand what the Lord is trying to tell us, what the Lord is trying to speak to us, and so we don't exalt ourselves so high that we think that, because I've seen a lot of people, they feel like they don't need the Lord no more because now they can do it on their own. I don't care how in depth you get in the word or what position you are in the church, you're always going to need Jesus in your life. As long as there's an enemy, Satan, or whoever you call, whatever you call him, is out there. And as long as we walk in this flesh and walk around, we can become very carnal and begin to walk in our flesh. And then you start to believe it's all about you and what you're doing. So this is why Jesus had to allow this messenger of Satan to come and buffet Paul to keep him humble. Because God knew he wanted to do good things and great things with Paul. And so this is why I believe that we go through some things that we go through to keep us humble. Keep us near the cross. Keep us close to the Lord. To keep us in contact with him. Now, some of us may need it more than others. You know, the Lord knows what we all need to get our attention. And again, some of the things that I believe are pros to going through stuff is to keep us humble. It drives us to the Lord. It makes us pray more. It makes us praise him more. We draw strength through our relationship with the Lord, the power of Christ, because when we're weak, you know, he says, that's when he's strong in our lives. Amen. You know, we gain grace. It causes us to seek his face, to stay in the presence of him, to keep him around, to keep us, to invite him in everything that we do and say as we walk through this world. Keeps us balanced. So these are the things that we need. Amen.
Amen. Elder, I do have a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
I think this works in a couple of ways. I mean, I'm seeing this way, you know, so that a person doesn't get so big-headed or try to take the glory, you know, the things
right.
that God is doing
right.
through them. But I
right.
also see this, when you are going through something and you try to depend on yourself.
Right.
Because
okay.
sometimes when you're going through things, you try to work it out yourself.
That's
and
good.
you don't depend on God. So I see this also in that mm-hmm. aspect. It's mm-hmm. a reminder to trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, how many times, and you know, I'm just going to use myself as the example. I've said it before, how am I going to work this out?
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, you know, what am I going to do to turn this around? And like you said, that reminder is for me to give those things to God and let him work it out.
Right.
Through me, or maybe not even through me, let him work it out however he wants to. And I think we find sometimes with myself allowing his will to be done versus my will, what I want to be done. Because, see, in my head, I see it worked out such this way, this way, and this way. That's in my head. But God
right.
already knows what he's going to do to work it out. So I have to surrender my will and allow God to do it. So I see this in that way also. I mean, not
right.
just, you know, yeah, I got the big head, or if God is using me in a great
right.
way to keep me humble, but also to keep me humble when I'm going through something, and to remember if God has already brought you through something, he can bring you through this.
Absolutely.
And have that dependency upon him.
Mm-hmm.
So I also see it that way.
Yeah, and very good and valid points, because that's what the Lord wants. You know, he wants us to be able to depend on him, count on him to work it out. And that's why I say that, you know, we have to be in tune with the Lord in the spirit, because you can't get in tune with the Lord in your flesh. That's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. I don't believe it could ever happen, because I haven't read that anywhere, and I just don't believe that. So that's why we have to be, you know, as much as we can when we're talking and we're speaking with the Lord, that we have to get out of our flesh because of what we're going through. And that may seem hard at times, even for me or for anybody. That can be hard at times because we're flesh. You know, so we have to allow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to rule in our lives and to guide us and to teach us and to mold us through the Word and through the Spirit. You know, the cause of having a thorn that continues to buffet you is temptation, illness, quit and give up, stop praying, mad at Jesus, mad at God, gives up the faith, you know, no peace, you know, and it just draws you, your thorn just draws you from God. And you just feel like, why I love the Lord the way, why should I do this if I'm always going to be going through something? But you're not going to always be going through something. You, whoever you could be or whoever we are, we just have to realize the end result is going to be greater than anything we've ever experienced in our lives. And we just hold on to the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Regardless of what our thorn is in our side that continues to buffer us. And don't put yourself in a situation where the Lord has to, you know, convict us because of
Amen.
A haughty spirit. Because of a haughty spirit. You know, thinking you all this and that. Stay humble. you know, and because it's required for us to always be humble because you don't want this thorn to become a stronghold. You don't want this thorn to be something that's going to have you always bound. Whatever your thorn is, if it's finances, if it's illnesses, it, regardless of what it is, you know. So, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Other Blue, would you like to say, do you have something you want to say? Other Blue?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great teachings on how to be humble and why we should be humble. And then on the other side of that, also, if you've been called by the Lord and you're saying, thus saith the Lord, mm-hmm. as Paul was doing. So back in chapter 10, Paul talked about the defense of his ministry, right? Chapter 11, mm-hmm. Paul's fear of false teachers. Because that's this
right.
time you had false teachers penetrating the church and trying to say that Paul was of himself, as you was mentioned earlier about how we shouldn't be of ourselves. But they were mentioning that Paul, this is just Paul, he's just a man. He thinks he's all this and he's all that, as you mentioned earlier too. But Paul was actually talking about instead of him being lifted up as a not like a novice in 2 Timothy, instead of him being lifted up, Paul explained where he was in the ministry or where he was in relationship to God and Jesus. And at the beginning of chapter 12, where he was explaining about the revelation that God was given to him directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people were
right.
trying to teach that he was not this, he was not that. And Paul explained his credentials, right? And so that he would not be lifted up himself, God gave him a thorn in his flesh also to buffet
right.
him, to humble him. So mm-hmm. when he, like you said earlier, when he's weak in the word, weak in the ministry, weak in his faith, or weak, God would strengthen him. We got to be, you know, and like you said, we got to be careful what we think, and Evangelist Stedman was saying earlier, where we place ourselves, where God would not have to do that.
Right.
Right?
We absolutely.
Be careful.
Yes.
Of what we think we know. And we have to be careful, like on great teachers we may give, great preachers we may do.
Mm-hmm.
That when somebody,
mm-hmm.
man, you did a great job. You know what? To God be the glory. That
yes.
should be your truthful
yeah.
answer or comment
yes.
to that mark. To God and
yes,
me.
Sir.
Because if sometimes
yes,
we can
sir.
Teach or we can preach that we don't really know what we said or how we said it, and somebody
yeah.
might ask you to repeat it, and you can't.
Right.
It's just that you
yeah.
know how God is helping you in your teachings and your preaching.
Right.
He's helping you
right.
to get the point across. Right? So
right.
Paul was in a position
yeah.
that could be deadly. Paul was in a position that could have stopped his ministry. But God stepped in and humbled him, even in front of the people. Because he
right.
boasted and he bragged in the first two chapters, but he did it on God's side, not boasting and bragging on what he could do in the flesh, but what God was doing through him. So you are absolutely on it tonight. I love this teaching. I love these scriptures. The first two chapters will bring you definitely into chapter 12. But great teachings, man.
I would also like to make a comment.
Okay.
This thorn was given to him. Okay?
Right.
So we have to
right.
be careful that we don't give our own self the thorns. Thorns that we can't get ourselves out of.
Right.
Okay, because it's one thing to conceited, and it's one thing to be confident in Christ. Conceited
right.
is just somebody that's proud and all about himself. But being confident
right.
is knowing that God is on my side, and I'm confident relying on him and all of his ability to bring me through whatever
absolutely.
I'm going through. So confidence and conceited is two different things. So we have to decipher the two and not put ourselves in situations that, you know, that – we blaming God for putting us in.
Okay?
Because it was, like
correct.
I said, the thorn was
That's right. I mean, valid points that, you know, and that's why I always reiterate that we have to be in tune with the Lord in the spirit, okay, for us to understand what we're dealing with, why we're going through things. And we may not get an answer right away. It may take a little time. But that don't mean we stop seeking his face. That don't mean we stop reading his word. That don't mean we stop praying and living the life that should be a good example for the world to see because of what we're going through, because of what we're dealing with. You know, like I said earlier, our thorn can mean many things, you know. And just know that the Lord will see us through. Trust to everyone that's listening. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him into your life to be your head, your leader, and believe what he tells you in the spirit, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, allow this word to come into life in you, in your spirit, man. Trust the Lord with all thy heart, mind, and soul. He will see us through. Because I just know that the end result is going to be greater and a greater experience than anything I've ever experienced in my life. And that's what keeps me holding on. You know, and the enemy always, you know, try to, you know, provoke you or get you to go back to your old ways and all these things, regardless of your depthness in the Lord. That don't mean he ain't going to stop. That don't mean he's not going to stop trying. You know.
Elder Taylor.
Yeah.
I do have a comment also.
Okay.
You were talking about, you know, trust the Lord when you are going through something. And
yes,
I would like to use this one word. Well, I would like to say this. Be active while you're waiting on God.
Yes.
And when I,
okay.
What I mean by be active while you're waiting on God, read your word, study, pray, praise,
mm-hmm.
worship. Be active
mm-hmm.
instead of just sitting while you're going through something.
Absolutely.
Because when you do
Absolutely.
That,
yeah.
those,
Good point.
That's what's going to be on your mind. You know, the thing
yeah.
that you're going
Good
through
point.
Is going to be on your mind. You have to yeah. renew your mind with the word of God. So you need
yeah.
to be active. You need
yeah.
not
Good
just,
point.
You know, sit and say, okay, I'm going through this, you know, and just keep rehearsing what you're going through. You have got to get a, like I like to say, it is written in your mouth. You've got to
yes.
search the scriptures. Like Evangelist
mm-hmm.
Blewett always say, Google it. Go to Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find scriptures pertaining to what you're going through and study those scriptures. Read those scriptures out loud. The word says faith cometh by hearing. Read them
yes.
out loud so that you can hear them in your ear so you can build up your faith with whatever you're going through. Be active. Don't just sit rehearsing the thing that you're going through. If you're ill, don't just sit, oh, I'm ill. Find you scriptures on healing and begin to read those scriptures out loud so that you can hear them. Turn on some praise and worship music. Get your praise on wherever you at in your house, in your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, your bathroom. It doesn't matter. Get your praise
mm-hmm.
on. Submit and surrender yourself to God while you are going through because
yes.
God will renew your strength.
Yes.
He will renew your strength. Now, the situation may not change immediately, but your mindset regarding the situation can change.
Right. You'll find peace within the
Come
situation.
On now.
Amen.
So you got to be active.
Yes.
And I like that. I'm glad you said that. And not just active in your words and praying and praising. Serve.
Yeah. Your works.
Okay, serve. Get out on the street. Okay, put in some work. And believe me, once you start serving others, you'll forget about your problem. You will see that your problem ain't nothing. If you sick, don't go to the hospital. Okay, take some. You can't take need help. Once you see how long those lines are, believe me, you'll be like, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I need to get on these. None of the street corners are crowded.
Yes.
Okay, get you a sign. Yep. Preach the word. Yep. Get out there. And believe me, I bet you your worries, you wouldn't even worry about the things that you worried about. I promise you that. When you start seeing other people, you know, walking through them lines and, you know, needing food and kids hungry, no shoes, we need to get busy. We need to get busy. You know, we're trying to fill up the church houses, but we don't want to go out on these streets and compel them.
Right.
Okay? We don't want to compel in the streets. We want to do it behind the closed door, behind these walls.
Mm-hmm.
It said, go ye therefore. Okay?
Right.
Not stay in these four walls and preach the gospel. Okay?
Right.
Believe me, once you start serving, I'm telling you, it's the best feeling that you can ever get.
Yes.
Ever get.
It is.
Serving others.
Because when you see somebody delivered, you know, from whatever has been affecting their lives in such a dramatic way, and when they've been delivered because you gave them Jesus, you know, Jesus is now in their lives, and now they're delivered and set free, that encourages you to keep pressing. To you know, and like Evangelist Blue had just said, it keeps your mind off of things that you may be dealing with. And it's so important, you know, our works for the Lord. And that's what Paul had been shown great favor by the Lord. You know, if people hadn't seen this kind of favor on a person like Paul in such a long time, they weren't used to it. You know, so and also this is a type of warfare that we deal with. So not only do you have to have the word, you have to have the power of the Holy Ghost in order to fight spiritual warfare. And know that everything is not of the natural, it's a spiritual attachment to it also. And that we have to understand that in order for me to be successful, I have to have the word and the spirit. Because I can't walk in the word in my flesh. Because if we go over to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through who? Through God, to the pulling down of every stronghold. Those thorns in your side. Don't let that thorn become a stronghold. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Keep your mind on Jesus. You know, you set the standard through Jesus. Allow Jesus to minister to your spirit, man. Allow him to strengthen you in your weakness. Because, you know, I'll use myself as an example, because going through the things that I've been going through in the past, this year, You know, I could have said, I can't do this in my flesh. Having seizures. I've never had seizures before in my life. You know, they really don't know why I'm having them. You know, feeling weak. You know, I could have said, you know, Lord, I don't even know why I'm going through this. But see, I know there's purpose. When you know and you trust the Lord that he's put purpose in your life to do a work for him, so that you, but you don't glorify yourself, you glorify him to do the work that he's called you to do. The enemy just is not going to stand by and just make everything so easy for you to come against his kingdom, because that's not what the enemy wants. See, the art of warfare is based on the art of deception, one of the things. And it's so easy for us that we can be deceived by the enemy. That's why I say, and you will always hear me say, having the spirit of Christ in your life. Because you can't live this word in your flesh. It has to be through the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ. It has to be more powerful than anything in our lives. So when this storm comes to buffet me, I stick the Holy Ghost on it. And I can keep moving on. Is it always easy? No, it will not always be easy. Will it be a little tougher sometimes than others? Probably. But we have to understand that the end result, what the end result is going to be. When I'm in the land of Jesus Christ, because I held on regardless of the thorn that was in my life, or the thorns, plural, that was in my life. I didn't allow those thorns to become strongholds to hold me down, to keep me from still continually doing the work that Jesus has called me to do when I accepted him into my life. And I believe as long as we understand these principles, we can get through it. Like I said, it would not always be easy, but it will be easier with Jesus. And we, and I believe as long as we understand these, then we can make it. I can make it. Everybody that's listening can make it. Everybody that's saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Lord in their life that ain't listening, can make it. Now, I'm going to read this verse 3 in chapter 10 again. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." You don't war after the flesh. That's just the enemy setting you up.
You know what? I'm not going to agree with that part, but I was ready to say, God, we blame too many things on the enemy. God could be putting people in our lives to show us what's still in us. That's the way I like to look at it. I don't like to say blame everything on the enemy. No, God has put people in my life to show me, Ricky, you still got some work to do.
Right,
this happened. It's like this was given to him. This was put on him. Okay, it was given to him. It wasn't something that he created on his own. I mean, or put himself in. It was given. Some things is going to be given to us. Their hands of protection are going to be pulled just because you've been considered. And I thank God, me and my family have been considered all these years because it's making us better and showing us who we are and what we got and what the foundation that we stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Either your foundation you gonna sink or you baby, when I tell you, your faith gonna be tried. You keep walking with Christ. You're gonna be tried. If you don't
That's
get
okay.
it together, it's gonna be every day. And it ain't the enemy. It's God showing you what's still in you and what you need to work on. So either you get it together or you're going to sink. And it's going to, what if our thorn, it had a smell or somebody can see it. It'll make you more careful on what you do and what you say and how you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See?
True.
We want to blame the devil. No, this, we can't even blame the devil on this thorn because it's simply written in there. It was given to him. It's going to be some things.
Right.
Most things, it's going to be given to us. It's going to help us. It's going to humble us. It's going to keep us humble. It's going to show us, Ricky, you need some work. Taylor, you need some work. This is what's in this scripture. We got some work to do on ourselves, not to for everybody else. There's some work to do. We have to do inside, then out. A lot of times we want to work on the outside and not the inside. We have to work on that inner man, the inner you. The enemy, the real enemy is ourselves, our inner me. The inner me is the real enemy. We don't want this flesh to die daily. We want to live in this flesh. We want to do these fleshly things, our fleshly desires. It's going to keep on giving us in these, the results that we're getting. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. So if it's not working the way you do it the way the Word says. We have to believe everything in the Word, not just pick and choose what we want to believe. We have to take the whole Bible and dissect it and understand it. And everything in there is true.
Absolutely. And also in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, in verse 11, Paul wrote, I am become a fool in glorying, praising itself. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing I am behind the very chiefest apostles, so I be nothing. All right? He says, so I may be one of the chiefest apostles, but I'm still nothing. And Paul understands this. Well, you know, now he's beginning to understand why this thorn has come to buffet him more and more. And like Evangelist Blue has said, the enemy didn't bring this. I mean, he came, but the Lord allowed it. And a lot of times it'd be where we put ourselves in. And the Lord would use that circumstance and situation to get your attention even more. So, if anybody else got anything they would like to add before we get ready to close out, because I'm just about done. You know, I believe that. You know, when we go through things in life, it's for various reasons. You know, and that's why I said we have to, you know, seek the Lord. And we may not get the answer that we're looking for right away. But that's why we still have to trust Him and believe in Him and know that He knows better than we would ever know. You know, and it may hurt our flesh. You know, it may hurt our carnal thinking. And that's why I say it would behoove us to, you know, be in the spirit when we're dealing with the things of God, when we're communicating with Him, you know, as much as we can. And I think it will enlighten us and give us more meaning when He begins to speak to us. I don't care what level you or what title you call yourself. You know, it applies to all of us human beings that serve the Lord. Because people of the world is not going to understand. You know. A backslider probably or could, but you know, people that ain't never served the Lord or sought the Lord or asked the Lord to save them in their lives and don't never really had a relationship with the Lord or Jesus Christ, or a communicable relationship with the Lord, and never really prayed or praised him or worshiped him, they won't know why they deal with what they deal with. Like I said before, I believe that the world deals with things for different reasons than what the people in the body of Christ deal with. Reasons are different, you know. So that's what I believe, and I believe the Lord has put in my spirit to share with you, you know. And I want to encourage people to go over to, write this down if you can, if you're listening, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 17, talking about the armor of God, you know. So you want to have on the whole armor of God, you know, in our fight, in our battle, because it's going to be a battle. You're going to have to deal with the enemy, you know, and we need to be prepared, you know. And regardless of what we're dealing with in our natural man, we still got to be ready as much as we possibly can and allow, like he said, in our weakness, he is strong. That could have been the title right there. In our weakness, the Lord God is strong. The Lord Jesus Christ is strong. He said he's perfect in weakness. In verse 9 and chapter 12, he says, and he said unto me, this is what Paul said, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And whose weakness? In our weakness. His strength is made perfect. So be encouraged, beloved. Be encouraged, my friends that are listening. Those that I know, those that I don't know personally. Be encouraged tonight to know that if you love the Lord and trust him and believe in him, he will see you through. And you must know that I got to hold on so that I can see the promised land, because it's going to be better than anything you've ever and I have ever experienced in our lives. Trust him, believe him, love him, praise him, worship him, pray to him, read the word, be encouraged, you know, because things don't last always. Some things don't last always, you know. And so we just have to let the enemy know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I don't care what it is, you know. And like Evangelist Lewis said, you know, some things the Lord just allow us to go through just to see how we gonna respond to it. Are we quickly going to get in the flesh? Are we going to get in the spirit, man, and say, Lord, I need you? You know, so just be encouraged, men and women of God, children of the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight, that whether I know you or not, I love you in Jesus' name. And so we're just going to, right now, I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Bluette. She's going to give us any emails, if we've gotten any emails lately since last week, and she's going to close us out if there are no other comments from the panel.
I don't have that information, but I wanted to read.
He meant to say Evangelist
Stanton. I'm sorry, Evangelist Stanton. I meant to say Evangelist Stanton.
Okay.
But you
in the Holy Ghost, because I wanted to read Ephesians, because we had time to go ahead and read Ephesians 11 through 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against power and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take upon all armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil days, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your foot shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Amen.
All right. Well, we were in the speed on that one, Evangelist Blewett.
Well, that was the one that you told everybody to read. We had time to go ahead and read it.
Right. Ephesians chapter 6. Well, again, I thank all the panel members that have been on for your input, your comments, your support. I love you guys. You know, and hopefully Bishop Omar tuned in tonight, and he's pleased. And right now we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Stanton to give any emails for praise reports or prayer requests and for dismissal. Evangelist Stanton.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Taylor, for tonight's lesson. Once again, very thought-provoking. Thank you, Evangelist Blewett, for reading Ephesians on tonight. A reminder for us to put on the whole armor of God daily. Do it daily. Yes. Arm yourself daily. And that's very important. And I, too, wanted to read one scripture, and it ties in with Elder's lesson, and it ties in with Evangelist's reading out of Ephesians. It comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Okay. Just one scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. It says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Let me just read that again. If you're going through anything, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That's something to hold on to, you guys. That's something to hold on to. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, what's ever going happening in your family life, it's just for a short amount of time.
Yes, it is.
It's for a short amount of time. And there is nothing to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 18. That is something to hold on to. And we can do that with having on the whole armor of God. We can do that by staying humble and in the presence of God. We can do that by allowing the will of God to go forward before our will. So thank you for tonight's lesson. We are still in prayer for Brother George Jr. He's been having some stomach issues, so we just want to continue to keep him in prayer, to keep our pastor and his family in prayer, and our church members at Praise Tabernacle Church. We are praying. We have a special request. I'm asking a special request in prayer for my job. They recently just sent out a message that if you have not been vaccinated, within the next week or two, then you potentially would have to get tested every single week to be at work. So it is causing a lot of controversy at my job. I'm not saying I'm for the vaccine or against the vaccine. It's your personal choice. But it is causing a lot of uproar at my job. So I just want to lift up my office on tonight in prayer for people to make a decision based on wisdom and knowledge and not out of fear. But they would also make a decision based upon a sound mind. So just keeping my my job in prayer also. Once again, if you do have any prayer requests or if there is a topic you would like for the panel to discuss, we do have our email address, which is ptc4christ@gmail.com. Once again, that is P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, PTC, 4, that's the word for F-O-R, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, @gmail.com. You can remain anonymous. I probably would not recognize your email address anyway, so it's okay. We will take your prayer request and put them before the panel, and the panel will be praying for your request. If you do have a topic, no matter what it is that you want us to bring forward on a Tuesday night Bible study, let us know what that topic is so that we can study and research it and give you what thus saith the Lord, not our opinion, but what the word says about it. Definitely you are free to do that. It doesn't matter when you email us. It's a 24-hour email. You can email at any time. It doesn't matter, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. It is a 24-hour email. And we would definitely take your email into consideration and in prayer. And with that being said, that's all we have on tonight. I am going to first pray, and then I will read our Great Commission, and that will end our Bible study on this Tuesday night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for your hand of mercy that allowed us to get up this morning and allowed us to go throughout the day. And we're here on this Bible study on tonight. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you would be with them, that you would guide them, that you would strengthen them, Father God, in whatever they may be going through right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would bring healing, God, because your word says, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, I pray for anyone that is experiencing any type of illness or any type of dis-ease. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring healness and wholeness, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would walk with us, God. Anybody that is lacking in any area of their lives, whether it's provision or peace or joy, I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. And I pray that you would provide peace. I pray that you would provide joy. I pray that you would provide strength and even provision, God. If anybody is hungry, I pray, Lord, that you would direct us to them, Lord, that we can give them food. I thank you, Lord, that if there's anybody on here that is just going through anything with them or their families, I pray, Lord, that they will learn how to cast those cares upon you, because your word says in 1 Peter 5:7, we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. So right now in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you would teach us how to cast those things. You would teach us how to let go of those things, Father God, and give them to you, because the battle is not ours, God. It belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that anybody listening to me on tonight, Father God, that they will let go of those things, that they will turn them over to you in the name of Jesus, and they will give you praise and honor and glory, that they're going to come out, God, that, Father God, they can shout now, even before the battle is over, God. They can give you glory. They can give you hallelujah. They can give you thank you, Jesus, right now, even in the midst of the storm. Father God, that they would trust you, God, no matter what it looks like right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would allow us to walk in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I lift my job up to you right now in the name of Jesus. For all those who have to make a decision, God, that they don't take it lightly. But I pray, Father God, that you would just give that wisdom, that knowledge, and that understanding for those, God, who need to make a decision immediately in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you would bring healing. I thank you that you would bring peace. I thank you that you would bring deliverance. I thank you, Lord, that you would bring salvation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God. And Father God, that we would take this lesson on tonight. We would read the scriptures, God, and study it even more. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you pour back into Elder Taylor everything that he's poured out to us on tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. Amen. And the Great Commission reads, excuse me, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Have a amazing rest of the evening, and I pray that everyone stays encouraged and have a great week. Amen.
Amen.